welcome Thomas McIntyre, the original director for Act for Kids, which is an organization to protect and provide service for children that are being abused or neglected in Australia. So take us through your organization. What does Act for Kids do?
Act for Kids provides therapy services for children who've experienced trauma and harm, and we also provide intensive family support for families who are vulnerable and struggling to cope with parenting and supporting their children. A national organisation with therapy programs in Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, Townsville and Cairns, and intensive family support programs throughout Queensland.
Can you elaborate a little bit more information about the services that you provide to Australian communities?
Therapy services, we provide integrated therapy programs. So children have often experienced trauma through child abuse and neglect. We employ psychologists, family therapists, speech therapists and occupational therapists to assist those children to manage and self-regulate their behaviour and participate at school, in the community, and recover from their trauma.
Where or how can the Australian community access these services?
Look, interestingly, in recent research, the findings highlight the lack of knowledge that Australians have around the topic of child abuse and neglect. The facts are that 1 in 4 Australians aren't confident that they could identify the signs of child abuse, and this is quite worrying. As well as 30% of respondents said they would need to Google more information to find out how they could approach and respond to concerns they might have for children. So it really highlights the need for more education, not just for our kids, who also need to be aware of protected behaviours, but also for adults to be able to identify the signs of child abuse and neglect and to know what to do in that situation.
Is there any other organisation like yours and government officials pay much attention to deal with this issue?
Oh, look, there's many other organisations working in the child safety space, both organisations working in out-of-home care for children who have been removed due to harm and neglect. We operate in early intervention and also in the therapy and recovery phase with children. But I'd certainly encourage people in their local area to be aware of the services that are available to children who are at risk or vulnerable, and families that are experiencing some level of crisis and vulnerability as well.
According to the numbers, your organisation Act for Kids did some research from 2015 to 16. It is over 350,000 children were abused and neglected, and it is up 21% as well. So it means that 1 child were abused and neglected every 12 minutes. That's quite alarming. Any measures to handle this problem?
There's a lot of investment from government at the moment in early intervention and early identification of children at risk. It is a community response. While schools, police and child safety services across Australia are working to respond and support children being safe, when adults and the community are more aware of what to look for and how to support families and children, that will allow us to respond to their needs a lot earlier. Families and community will see children at risk a lot earlier than funded programs or the statutory child protection services will. So our message is to educate and for adults to be really aware of how they can help and how they can knock on a neighbour's door and ask if they need help.
What are the reasons behind why so many of Australian children are abused or neglected? And in which demographic area that are most affected?
Look, it's hard to pinpoint. Like, child abuse and neglect is everything from, you know, emotional harm of living in a family that's in crisis to the sexual and physical harm, which obviously requires more significant tertiary and government response. But yeah, children are often witnesses to domestic violence, and that has a huge emotional impact on their well-being. A lot of children don't have their daily needs met around food, shelter accommodation. And of course, we have the instances where children are at risk of inappropriate and excessive physical and sexual harm, which is the more extreme consequence of child abuse.
So within this Child Protection Week, starting from the 3rd to the 9th September, what message do you want to send to Australian communities?
Well, the message we want to portray is if people believe that a child in their life may be suffering from abuse or neglect, to reach out to that child to ask them if they're okay, to offer support and assistance, and getting supporting them or their carers and family to get back on track. If people aren't able to do that directly, then certainly to be aware of what programs and services are available to liaise with and get advice, be that through statutory government organisations or community-based organisations that are providing support to families.
Thank you very much, Thomas McIntyre, Regional Director for ACTS for Kids.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.